From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Juanita Parker, reading Dark Magic by Christine Feehan. Now let's begin with Dark Magic, Chapter 1. The night was alive with the heartbeats of countless people. He walked among them, unseen, undetected, moving with the fluid grace of a jungle predator. Their scents were strong in his nostrils, cloying perfume, sweat, shampoos, soaps, alcohol, drugs, AIDS. The sweet, insidious smell of blood. There were so many in this city. Cattle, sheep, prey. The city was the perfect hunting ground. But he had fed well that day, so even though the blood whispered to him, tempting him with the promise of strength, power, the seductive rush of excitement, he refrained from indulging his cravings. After all his centuries of walking the earth, he knew the whispered promises were empty. He already had enormous power and strength, and he knew that the rush, addicting though it might be, was the same illusory high the humans' drugs provided. The stadium in this modern city was huge, with thousands of people packed inside. He walked past the guards without hesitation, secure in the knowledge that they would not detect his presence. The magic show, combining feats of escape, disappearance, and mystery, was almost finished, and a hush of breathless anticipation had fallen over the crowd. On a stage, a column of mist rose eerily from the spot where, a moment before, the magician herself had stood. He blended into the shadows, his pale silver gaze.